Well, at the end of a long and difficult week, President Trump seemed to have a lot on his mind when he appeared at the Conservative Political Action Conference yesterday. Going off script in a speech that lasted more than 2 hours, the president mocked the news media, Democrats, special counsel Robert Mueller, former FBI Director James Comey, even his own former Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Now we have people that lost, and unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions, and they leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there, and all of a sudden they're trying to take you out with okay.
For more, let's head to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. G. Terry Madonna, director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College in Pennsylvania. Dr. Madonna, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, good morning. Trump didn't follow Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, did he? Which was delivered in about 5 seconds. I'm exaggerating, but 2 hours, most of the time off script. You're exactly right about that.
Yeah, and the presidents often are, I guess, criticized for, staying on script and going off teleprompters and all that kind of thing, and maybe that's why they ought to do it.
Well, here's what's fascinating. I mean, the fact of the matter is that The Republican Party and CPAC is a good example of it, is now really the Trump Party. The fact of the matter is that his job performance has hovered between 40% and 44% nationally. It went down during the federal government shutdown. It went back up in the last week or two to, I'm talking about the average of the polls, 44%. But here's the key to understanding Trump. 83, 85, 88% of Republicans in the polls that get done give him a positive job performance. Now, obviously, Democrats, into the 90% disapproving his job. And what he did last night, despite the fact that there's a lot to criticize in it, the CPAC audience, they went wild. Standing ovations. They loved when he goes after little shifty Schiff, for example. I mean, they eat that stuff up, and they expect that from him. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. It took me a long time to learn that after he was elected president, that he wouldn't change the style he used to get elected. Bottom line, because that's who he is. That's who he is, and he's not changing.
Let's talk a little bit about something that he said that certainly to those of us in California stood out, which is about California's Governor Gavin Newsom. And the president said that Newsom called him the other day. I'll actually read the quote. He called me the other day, let's say 4 weeks ago. He said, "I just want to tell you, you're a great president. You're one of the smartest people I've ever met." That's what he said. Now, those of us in this conversation on the radio and on the phone, we're not there. We can't say that definitely isn't true, but odds are it's untrue. How long is President Trump going to be able with saying things like this that probably 95% of the people who he says it to, even the people who like him, know it's not true?
But they don't care. Uh-huh. That's the point I make over and over again, and his base eats it up. I mean, again, a lot of us, you don't have to be a Trump fan to step back and begin to understand what is motivating the anti-establishment wing of the Republican Party, which is now the dominant wing, by the way, of the Republican Party, and that they eat this up. And look at the, I was almost said expletive deleted, but forget the deleted part of it, right? Because he was there, and they gobbled that up. They enjoyed that, and I think those of us who are independent, who analyze this from, not a partisan point of view, have got to appreciate the fact that his supporters like the fact that he tweets some outrageous things, that he said some things last night that obviously were not true, and that for them it's not the facts of the matter, whether the facts are accurate. The bigger point is they expect him to go after the establishment, to go after his political opponents, in whatever language he happens to employ.
Yes, it's no secret that the base eats that up. But how long will this be sustainable for him? Will there come a point where he can't just talk to the base anymore?
Well, that's the whole point of a presidential election, right? I don't know that he can win without reaching out to independent voters. he does attract a certain conservative base in the Democratic Party. That's why he won the election. I'm talking about blue-collar, non-college-educated workers in my state, Pennsylvania, for example, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin, that Hillary Clinton didn't even bother to campaign. And there's an assessment going on in the Democratic Party, which is now more an urban party than it ever has been, whether they need to reach out to the working class and develop an agenda for them. But overall, we're going to find out. And the Democrats are going to go through a catharsis of their own, a generational catharsis between Democratic candidates who are younger, more progressive, whether Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, whether their time has come and gone. And then there's going to be a big battle, and we saw that this week in Congress, in the House, between the moderate, sort of middle-of-the-road Democrats and the progressive Democrats, and to see where that all goes. So we're in for the most fascination, I think, that we've seen in perhaps in modern history, because the Democrats are going to have this huge nomination battle. Trump could even face a nomination challenge. Maybe perhaps former governor of Ohio John Kasich will run against him. We'll have to wait and see. And I don't think the president is going to make any attempt to broaden the base. I think he's going to stay where he is and hope somehow, some way, that the Democrats implode.
All right. Well, thanks for your thoughts this morning. That is Dr. G. Terry Madonna, director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College in Pennsylvania.